Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And welcome back to Frag... No, that's not even fucking right. See, I can't even do it. Fuck, hold on, redo. I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I feel a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out, where apparently we are on the struggle bus and we haven't even gotten started for more than one reason. But anyway, I'm your host, Nevermore. Today we have Frosty, Oink, and BTS Dog.
Woohoo!
So, woohoo! Professor Hinkle is somewhere in California doing a thing with a thing, so I'm sure he'll eventually be tuned in when these fuckers go back to nights and I have to stay up late to record a show. We're just gonna go ahead and talk about the one-legged elephant that's not in the room, and we are going to let somebody other than me, like maybe Oink, start.
Well, in case you all didn't know, this is the first show back after losing our dear departed friend, Uncle Fester. And, you know, we made a promise that we'd obviously keep this going. And that's what we're going to do. He wanted us to do that. He wanted to be there for one last show. And we made that happen. So we're going to continue that on. We're going to press forward. And we're going to make his this another long-lasting wish, stretch out over time. And, you know, we got to... Got to honor the, you know, contractual obligations of mentioning poop, Flex Seal, 55-gallon drums of lube, and all kinds of other things, at least once per show. If not, I think we broke our contract with him. But other than that, that's where we're at, folks. We're back at it. We're really don't have a topic today. It's just us reminiscing and, trying to move forward.
Well, I want to thank all the listeners the other day when they for tuning in for that kind of impromptu live show that we did. When I went back through and looked at some of the numbers, it was one of the most listened to live shows, at least on Live 365, that we've had in a long time. And then I went through and checked the Podbean statistics, and in the last 6 months, it was our basically the number three downloaded show that we've had. And the other two were big fundraisers that we had, and one was Gabby Sue, and the other one, I think, was for the Backpacks for Life. So, thank you guys all for downloading and listening, and then, along with that, those of you that donated to the GoFundMe to help out Mrs. Fester, and also purchased the t-shirts that you can get at the DV Radio store for the... what do you want to call them? Memorial t-shirts, where the proceeds go to DV Radio at their request. So, yeah. Thank you guys all for everything that you've done to over this trying time for all of us.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, JJ and I, not that y'all took it any less harder, but it's been, I think we're sitting on 3 weeks at this point. Is it two or three?
15 days.
Okay,
yeah,
so
for recording.
Weeks. Well, no, I mean since it.
Yeah, at the time of recording, about 2 weeks.
So it has been fun to deal with. We're coping. But with that, we got our Frag Out family and Hinkle. Who eventually is going to say something funny enough for me to do a new intro. You know, we were just talking about that, but God, man. The only reason I don't have any topics is because today is Inauguration Day And there is literally only one thing going on, and I don't want to talk about it because I'm sick of it. And, yeah, so, okay, so if we ever, and we're gonna disappear off of the Book of Face, Oink is gonna tell you where you can find all of the lovely DV radio, because I still haven't gotten all my shit from Mrs. Fester. So I have no access to most of my frag out social media right now because my secretary up and kicked the bucket. So
yeah, and unfortunately, I don't think I have any passwords for any of those either. Yeah, but I know totally. We do have an Instagram account. We do. We are on the Book of Face for now until they kick us off. But they also own Instagram, so we'll scratch that one too. But we are definitely on Sayscape. So, veteran-owned and operated, created by veterans. One of the platforms I think that's going to be around for a while. It's not globally funded, so you're not going to find a bunch of ads in there, and you're not going to find a bunch of, big star celebrities because, who wants to listen to these fucking dickweeds? But they do have first responder feeds as well as veteran feeds over there on Sayscape, and they use the IDme.com app to verify if you're a first responder or a veteran. So if you haven't created an account yet, head over to Sayscape.com, check them out. If you don't like it for whatever reason, let them know what's wrong with it, how they can improve. And then if you ever delete your account, it's gone. They're not going to hang on to it. They don't possess any information other than your email address when you sign up for it. So head over to Sayscape.com and check them out. And I don't know if Fester ever created us a MeWe account or not. I don't remember now.
We are not on MeWe, and I doubt we ever will be because they're going to be the next one to get the axe. So
I was going
to
say, I think most of us jumped on it and it already bailed. Now that everybody's going back, it's like, I don't want to do that again.
Well, you see what happened to everybody that jumped on Parler.
Yep.
Yeah, they killed that one. I think you might have us on Twatter.
I don't know because I don't twat, so.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of awkward.
I don't know where all we are, honestly, at this point. We keep our Facebook page really, really, really quiet about all the Facebook community standard violations. So they haven't hit us, but
by association, they might get us.
I am the owner of other pages where I have behaved less. I haven't gotten hit with any community standard bullshit, but I went to call myself a bad name on Facebook, and it said I went against community standards. And I was like, I'm talking about myself. How am I going to? Okay, whatever. So apparently when you go to cuss now, you have to edit it out. Or you get a community standard against yourself. Of course, they're going to start barking their full heads off because, it's not like we're recording a show after all this time.
I was going to say, are the girls bitching out Skeeter for doing that same stuff he did before the show?
They're probably pissed off that they're not receiving 100% attention right now.
So,
oh my god, yep. I just saw the meme. Oh, I can't even talk about that on air because yeah.
So,
it's been 2 weeks. You guys any closer to switching to nights now or back to days for y'all, I should say?
About 2 weeks closer.
Oh shit, Sherlock. Fucking dick.
Hey, you asked.
I guess that should have been a little bit more of the when do you motherfucker switch, you fucking dick.
Oh, in that case, end of April, 1st of May, somewhere in there.
Oh, we got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Hinkle will be spotty until then because Hinkle works a daytime job out in California. So we have to just catch him when he slacks off from work.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts, y'all. Nevermore runs out mid-show to take a poop and forgets to mute.
Be like one of those Naked Gun clips.
So my dad, bless his heart, I found ammo from 1986 that had questionable abilities to go down range.
That's always fun to play with.
Oh no, I'm making a officer friend of mine play with those. There's no way, because they were for the 303, which I have a 303, but it's over 100 years old, and I'm a little wary that it might blow up in my face right now. Combine that with bad ammo, and yeah, I may or may not get it restored before losing it in the lake.
Especially yeah. Now.
I mean, like, I feel like I need to wrap them in tinfoil and bury them.
I'm looking forward to restoring that rifle. It's going to be nice.
Yes, yeah, I had a English bunch of... with Mauser innards. That's the funniest shit I could... But, I mean, that's what they did, because they were pieces of shit. I hear him from in here yelling, shut up.
Sorry, I don't even know what she's barking at. That dog barked there.
A cricket farted. You farted. Yeah. Skeeter farted. Skeeter farted. Somebody farted.
She does. She barks at air. I love her, but oh my God, some days.
She's a tad touched. And the baby is now bigger than Skeeter, y'all.
Wow. About even.
I don't know. Her head is fucking
her noggin's huge, but I just had them both outside. He's still got her on size. He probably outweighs her by 10 pounds.
So by next week.
It's not going to last. Yeah, next week. Week after next. It's not going to last.
Y'all, let me tell you, she is funny. So her ass end is level because she's taller than Skeeter. Mm-hmm. Her ass end is level with the couch. So the other day he goes sit, and she just parked her butt on the couch and sat down.
Cheek over on the couch, and I'm sitting here going sit, and Nevermore's like, she's sitting technically, her butt's on the couch, and I'm like, I couldn't be mad, you know.
Not what I meant, but you followed instructions, okay?
Yeah. Well, she sits in my lap. She climbs in my lap, right? And Freya has to jump down and jump up. Munchie just steps off. Like, she slides straight across, just drops her feet to the ground. It's not down. She's not climbing down. She's just moving over. She's level. It's so funny. It's like, I can't tell her to get down because she doesn't.
Extend legs.
Exactly.
I was going to say, that's where the command off works.
Yeah. Yeah, because down isn't really what's happening.
No. At all. Just get off.
Yep. Pig boy, have you went back to your post and read the let's give this person a chance and vote him out next time? Why? We voted him. We didn't vote for him this time, and he fucking still got in.
Well, I figured he had 47 years to fix what was wrong, and hasn't done it yet. So what the hell was another four going to accomplish?
Yeah, but the thing is, I still don't believe that was legal. I don't care what anybody says. The minute that the Rona hit and they said mail-in ballots, we all said what would happen. I had to throw that in because I love when people go, just give it a chance. How bad can it be? Gas going back up to $4.25, and I know that's not for y'all, but gas going up to $27 in Alaska, that's how bad it could be. Well,
I filled up my truck yesterday at, like, it was it $2.54 a gallon?
I'm already going to lose money because he's already going to do a 28% increase on corporations, and I work for a corporation, so what do you think that's going to do?
Cut your hours.
Well, they can't mind, but... Whole point of it is, I won't be getting any more dollar raises once a year. Has anybody done anything that's funny? Fun? No, we all still hadn't. I feel like that we were like the lockdown kings before the lockdown started.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I did have some good news that I've been kind of, I didn't really want to put it out on the other shows with everything else that was going on, but I guess we can do it here. Why not? I went out and bought myself a birthday / Christmas / New Year's present right just after New Year's. Dropped a whole shit ton and a half on a new car.
Yay! Nice.
It was time. My truck's 15 years old. Still in good shape, but I still have it. So I picked up a Jeep Grand Cherokee that was really nice.
Cool.
So it was good news for me, but it's like with everything else going on, it's like, yeah, it's not the best timing to say, hey, I got something cool. New toy. Yay.
Well, I mean, sure, why not? I mean, if it makes anybody feel any better, I got a new urn. People could be like, man, these motherfuckers, what? What do you want us to do at this point? It's either laugh or cry. Oh, man, it's a sad, sad news day today. So this is the headlines in Virginia right now. I'm going to send y'all the clip. Poor Joe Exotic did not get the pardons.
Yeah, blame on Carol Baskins.
but the Lil Wayne got a pardon. That has me laughing. I'm like, yay, Lil Wayne. He had a hair and wardrobe team waiting.
That is the most beautiful hairdo I've ever seen in my entire life.
Lil Wayne?
No. The gay guy from Tiger King.
Yeah, Joe Exotic, I know.
I'm Joe Exotic. I am gay, and I've had some kinky sex.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that just killed the entire...
Yeah.
But y'all gonna have to find something to talk about, because First History Nevermore is going to step out of the room, because my stomach is killing me, y'all. I'll be back. Y'all have to actually talk.
Uh-oh. Not allowed to do that.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air while Nevermore takes a poop.
So I guess what we can do is, hey, JJ, how are those pens coming along that you've been doing?
Well, I am actually kind of on hold. I tried to do a demo pen because the guy who made me the blanks, which are Firehose Micarta, if you don't know what micarta is, it's layers of fabric and resin sandwiched to make a solid substance. Micarta is used for knife handles, pistol grips, all kinds of stuff. It's used a lot by wood turners. So I've got 9 Firehose Micarta blanks from a volunteer fire department in West Virginia, retired fire hose. And the guy who made them for me sent me the last blank he had in stock to do a test run. And my first mistake was not drilling it on the drill press. I drilled it on the lathe, and there's a technique called pecking where you drill a tiny bit, you know, about a quarter of an inch, back the bit out. It allows a couple of things. First of all, it clears the debris from inside the hole. And second, it keeps the drill bit cool, because when you're drilling some of these substances, they get really hot. So my second error was, it was colder than hell out there in the shop while I was trying to turn it, while I was drilling it. So the drill bit's real hot. I can't back it out fast enough to clear the hole, and it's super cold, and I cracked the blank. Well, you know what? Shit happens. I'd never touched my micarta before. It was a free blank, so I really didn't lose any. It was even a free pen kit, so I didn't lose anything. But it was a learning experience. So I've got the 9 blanks, but what I need is a self-centering pen blank vise that for my drill press. So that's not going to show up until February 4th, which is okay, because it's also going to be warmer by February 4th. So I don't have to worry so much about it being so cold in the shop. It was 33 degrees in the shop that morning. Ooh. I was just stressed, and that's where my happy place is, where my brain gets calm. So I was like, fuck it, I'll freeze my ass off, but I need to turn. Well, again, lesson learned. When you're dealing with these plastics, I've got a pen blank sitting in a tin in the sun right now so that it can warm up so that I can turn it. Because it's warm enough today, and by the time we're done with the show and everything, I'll be able to go out and it'll be warm in the shop, so I won't break this plastic resin. So it was, you know what, it was a learning experience, and that's good. I need those learning experiences. I didn't lose anything. The first run of Uncle Fester Memorial pens will be 9 pens. Obviously, we each get one. One goes to Bo. Oh, the FedEx guy's here, so the dogs are losing their shit.
Deliver that package on time next time, motherfucker!
Yeah, Bo's going to get one. Mrs. Fester, of course. And I found this pen kit. It's called the Tiny Giant Editor. And the finish of the metal in the kit is antique brass. And I love this kit because it kind of looks like the way the fittings are on the pen, it looks a little bit like antique fire hoses, like the old brass nozzles, which is really cool.
Yeah.
They have fire engine pens and fire hose pens that have all this design, and they just didn't seem like they were somber enough to be a memorial type pen. Where this little pen is, and the micarta's got a red stripe in the middle, thin red line.
Cool.
To commemorate firefighters. So I'm looking forward to getting it done, and I'm looking forward to doing it without, you know, now that I've learned some lessons about using micarta.
I swear to Odin, I'm killing your children.
I know, right?
Is the Amazon?
FedEx. It's FedEx.
I was going to say, is Amazon or FedEx here?
Yeah, that was my Rastafarian FedEx guy. Dreadlocks down to his ass and everything. He's cool as hell. He's a cool dude.
Oh my gosh.
Can you go silence your children?
I'll go talk to them.
Well,
this is going to be like, Bo's going to hear this and he's going to be like, son of a bitch.
Well, I guess in that case, we can go, oink, how's your hip doing?
Yeah, well, it was a learning experience for me too, goddammit. I think right before or right on the New Year's Eve show, found out that I was feeling cocky and brave and bent down to put some air in the wife's tires and actually heard and felt a pop. And it wasn't good. So lo and behold, it was last week, feeling froggier and a fucking, you know, all get outs again, and decided to climb the back of our six pack and go for a ride with the fellas, go do some errands. And yeah, just the way you got to climb into that thing and maneuver to get your ass planted just right, which, you know, involves hip movement, kind of re-aggravated ass planting. So that kind of aggravated the left hip. And we rested over this weekend and it seems to be doing a little bit better, but it's a learning experience, you know. Once you get something major in your body replaced like that, don't get overconfident, because it takes a little bit of healing time, no matter how good you feel.
Wait, are you whining about being butthurt again?
Yes, sir. But yeah, we're sticking with the walker until they give me a cane, and we'll go from there. But it's all good. I mean, I'm actually getting around a lot better, and the pain has subsided quite a bit. So everything is going well.
You didn't as well do as any planned. Damage, did you?
No, that pop with the doc thinks was just scar tissue stretching, if you know what I'm saying. Because it wasn't in the actual hip area. It was actually along the incision where they did the work at. And that's what I told him. So that's what he was thinking. It was just scar tissue stretching or popping. So, and like I said, once it rested over the weekend, and it got back, you know, got better, returned, you know, somewhat normal. You know, if it didn't, obviously I would have called him and would have went in to the emergency room or go see him right away. But, I didn't want a knee-jerk reaction. I wanted to wait to see what happened because, like I said, it was just definitely different, but it wasn't in the hip. It didn't dislocate the hip, because he said if you would have dislocated that hip, that brand new one they put in, you would have known. You wouldn't have been moving. You would have not gotten up, let's put it that way. So, yeah.
But it's good to hear that you're getting back up and moving and trying to run me down with that damn walker.
Hey, when he says it's time to go, get the fuck out of the way. We're leaving that fucking hellhole.
It used to be, it's like I'd head to the door and it's like, all right, come on, Oink, let's go. And now it's get the fuck out of my way.
Move, bitch.
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
gotta put a bell on that. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. You give a little bicycle bell and a little horn.
I put a fucking air horn on that bitch.
I was gonna say, we could talk to Adam down at Hard Luck and see if he can send you a train horn to put on it.
No, like, he needs one of those back in the 40s and 50s. Oog, oog. Oh, God.
We're little air raid siren.
Foghorn. Come on, all kinds of things, man.
Just go, like, get him a giant speaker with, like, a sound app and just whatever noise he feels like making at whatever helpless old person he's about to mow down, we go give it to him.
Put some LEDs on that bitch. Woo, woo, pull over.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Trying to see what got delivered today. Oh, it's the new desk pad, the mouse pad for Nevermore.
I am almost legit set up to be recording in the actual office, which means JJ gets kicked out. I got my new gaming chair. I got a new mouse pad because that little tiny ass mouse pad was getting on my damn nerves yesterday. And I'm getting a butt pad for the chair so my butt feels cushy.
Heated?
I wish.
No. No, it isn't. Heated butt pad.
We have to tell you the story of how we ended up with two gaming chairs.
Oh, sure. Throw me under the bus.
So he sets up this gaming chair that came in, and it was like a week earlier than what it said. And I was like, well, that's weird. And he sends me a picture, and I was like, that's blue. That's not my gaming chair. He goes, yes, it is. And I was like, no, it's not. And he looks, and sure enough, it's not my gaming chair. Apparently, he had left one in his shopping cart, basket, whatever you call it, at the checkout, and bought one, but not one, but two gaming chairs. Only his has a built-in massager.
But yes, mine has a vibrating lower back pillow. So.
Oh, so you get the vibrating chair.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
It's also ribbed for my pleasure.
Oh, Jesus.
So now we know where to send that 55-gallon drum of lube.
Hey! Oh! Way to bring it around, Frosty!
And if your lube starts leaking, we got Flex Seal for that. There, I got them all.
Well, this show just went to shit. No, I mean...
We have a standard to keep to, people. It's low, but we still have to maintain that standard.
Sometimes we're aimed on a downward trajectory.
Well, I guess if we're going to talk about that poor standard, we will still reiterate that we are not deleting Fester out of anything. We're not going to do it. It's never going to happen. If it bothers you and there's a constant reminder or whatever, we're sorry. But number one, we can't kick Mrs. Fester out of the circle at this point because, you know, she's kind of had to deal with us for the last 2 weeks. You know, I feel she's the one who should be way more tore up than us. And she's the one making us feel better. But I'm just not going to take down his artwork and stuff. I'm just not going to do it. Matter of fact, I want to redo our intro so that he's in it. But in a lighter note, he will be sitting in the liquor cabinet. Well, at least his kneecap side down.
Well, you hope it's the kneecap.
Yeah. We hope that's the kneecap. One never knows. You know.
You got the middle finger.
Keepsake urns are very, very teeny tiny. So Lord knows what part I'll end up with. Could be his nose for all I know. We won't think about that, though. But I guess we need to take our first break and do some things and stuff and possibly pay the bills when we come back out on the other side, which, yeah.
Stuff, Carl. Stuff and things, Carl.
So you're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR.
Oh, maybe we should just take a break. Okay, okay, fine. You're right. Let's take a break. Let's cool off, okay? Let's get some frozen yogurt or something.
I can't believe I remembered that. Ha ha! Anyway, we'll be back.
DV Radio.
Family-friendly and obscene t-shirts? We've got them. Ceramic and tin mugs? Yep. Neck gaiters so you can hide your face from the CCTVs? We have some. Hoodies so you can stay warm while you listen to our dark sense of humor? You better believe it. We have all of this and more over at the DV Radio store. Just go to dvradio.net and click on the store tab to start browsing. DV Radio is free for listeners, but it isn't free to keep the record spinning. And it's mainly the hosts that pay to keep the on-air sign glowing. So if you want to help DV Radio continuing to grow, but you want to show what online radio station you listen to, head over to dvradio.net, click on the store tab, and help the veteran own and ran online radio station today. That's dvradio.net, and click on the store tab now.
And that's why, no matter what mommy says, we really were on a break.
And welcome back to Frag Out, Drag Out. You still have me, Nevermore, Oink, Frosty, and PTS Dog. And things took a turn for the worse on break. I don't know what to tell anybody listening, but yeah.
They got crop dusted.
Not me. I'm in my room.
I got crop dusted. Skeeter's trying to kill me. I swear to God, I don't know what this dog ate, but no, I do know what he ate. His mommy gave him sausage this morning. Of course, I'm guilty of cooking an extra piece for the Skeeter tax. So, you know. But yeah, he's making my eyes bleed.
Remember those
secret herbs and spices, huh?
Mm-hmm. A little tear gas.
Is that what you call it? Secret herbs and spices?
Gotta spice up that sausage somehow.
Oh my God. Apparently there was some funky herbs and spices in that. Damn.
I remember one of the dogs I had growing up, it'd be out cold and he'd let one loose and you'd hear this. And all of a sudden, he'd look, jump up, look around. He'd look at everybody like, what the heck did you do? And then he'd get up and leave.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm not going to stick around for that. That's nasty.
I mean, isn't that the way they do it?
I swear, that's some of those dogs do it that way.
Well, then there was the time that Freya farted so loud, we woke her up and she barked at her butt.
That was special.
Freya. We love Freya, but she's not very bright.
Oh no, she's really smart. She's just not special.
She's very smart, but she's not real bright.
And she's the blonde of them all.
These people are killing me. I am so sick of seeing three things on Facebook. And that's the only three things I get to see because they censored the fuck out of it. I get Joy MeWe, political, or COVID.
I get the one of the Navy posts sharing they're testing their new laser.
Pew, 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 pew.
Freaking lasers. We need sharks with freaking lasers on their heads.
The boat with a rainbow.
Oh, man. I really don't know what to talk about because the world sucks. Whoever, there is a motherfucker somewhere that said 2021 is going to be their year and fucking cursed us all. Because 2021 ain't looking much better than 2020. Motherfuckers. There's a lot of dead air in here. Bringing back the dead air.
Oh, let's see. What do we got that could be fun and exciting? And
I mean, there's not even like any decent movies coming out. There's like no decent like Netflix anything series because they're like so far behind because of said Rona, which hashtag Hollywood not essential apparently. But yeah, I want to go to a concert again. These assholes need to stop.
We live in Alaska. What's a concert?
Nope.
We got the state fair. That's about what we got.
I have a feeling we fixing to all be bored. I think we'll all go get locked in our house for like 100 days. You watch.
Yeah, something.
It didn't work the first time. It ain't going to work again.
Yeah, but I'm talking like they still let out the essential people and nobody listened to that shit. Now they go lock up. They go lock it all down. I hope they pay them my check while I'm locked out. Let's just shut the country down for 100 days. Okay. That worked.
I'll send my bills to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Care of.
These motherfuckers can pay it.
Care of. Oh, so that does remind me. Is it our turn to go not my president?
I'm still new at that. Do we hashtag that? Do we add that to the end of our signature blogs for emails?
What are we supposed to wear at riots anyway?
I'm bringing a cheese platter. That's all I know.
Shark coochie board.
Woohoo.
We don't know really how to do this, but I'm going to ask a serious question. They said that the Republicans did this during Obama's 8 years. Now, yeah, I grumbled at the $4 a gallon gas and that ridiculous tax Obamacare bullshit, but I don't remember us acting like that. I don't remember one time saying he ain't my president. So do y'all remember any of that, or maybe my memory's just slipping?
Not to the extent that it's been the last 4 years.
No, not even close. I mean, I was still wearing the uniform, and that was my commander-in-chief. And even though I might not have liked that piece of shit because he's from Illinois and that's where I'm originally from, it was my state senator who never answered my fucking letter that I wrote his cocksucker to ass. Anyway, couldn't talk that way, obviously, wearing the uniform. And that's what I don't get about this whole vetting of the guard. I really don't, because I know it's political. But these guys and women put on the fucking uniform, and that whole bias usually in 99.9% of the time gets thrown out the window as soon as you put that uniform on, regardless if you're guard or if you're active duty. You know what I'm saying?
Are you that's kidding? Your there's been chief. Active. There's been active duty and guard at riots and shit.
Well, they're not in uniform, though.
Yeah, some of them have been.
Yeah, they're fucking idiots then. I mean, there's idiots in every branch, and there's idiots in every MOS and AFSC and everything else, so you can't stop them all, but...
All I can see surrounding me is idiots.
Yeah, this is true. It's getting worse and worse every day.
Oh, God. Getting worse.
I feel like
I'm over the better work... world.
I feel like we should be working on our acting skills before we get sent for desensitization there for fucking being a Trump supporter. Because apparently AOC wants the extreme rightists brainwashed or some shit. I don't know.
Re-education camps. Oh, welcome to fucking 1984. Thought police.
Mm-hmm. Right? But they didn't scream that, when they're tearing up fucking cities and burning down fucking people's businesses.
No, those were mostly peaceful protests.
Yes. Yeah. And there was a reason behind it, too.
If it was so peaceful, why was my damn store boarded up and fucking water barricades set up so that the shit didn't get tore up if it was so fucking peaceful?
Yeah.
And
run on the Capitol, I'm sorry, but no, I'm going to say that
was the village idiots. That was
I'm going to say 75% of those were instigators and only like 25% were actually Trump supporters.
That was a bunch of the village idiots. That was not, and it was one time. We've been looking at more than 2 years of cities being burned, businesses being destroyed, people being killed.
Nobody's questioning how easy it was to walk into that motherfucking Capitol.
Well, no, I've seen at least two different videos now where the Capitol guards are in there talking to the dickhead and that stupid horned head, outfit that he had on.
He's not even freaking a Republican, though.
Jesus Christ, they gave Biden a Twitter account. Hypocritical.
I heard somewhere that he wanted all the fans or all the so-called followers of the White House official page to be moved over to his page as soon as he gets in there. Yeah, okay, that would happen.
You know what? It's time to find a cabin out in the woods somewhere in the middle of nowhere where we only have to go to town once every 2 or 3 weeks for flour and sugar. You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Nope.
Those are getting expensive up here.
Yeah.
It's time for us to pool our $5 and buy an island.
Yep. For real.
$5 will get you there.
No extraditions.
I was going to say, the island that we can afford is going to be a paper plate floating in a bathtub.
Literally, we need to find an island that already has a compound on it. I hate to use that word because it makes it sound like we're gone. I'll drink the Kool-Aid and not wake up the next morning. But yeah, it needs to be a little bit fortified.
Like our wine.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to sound like one of those people, but I just feel like I need to, like, dig trenches and shit at this point.
Well, it's funny. My sister-in-law, she can tell she definitely leans the other way, if you know what I'm saying. My wife looks at me last night after scrolling Facebook and seeing one of her posts, and she goes, "Are you fucking serious?" I'm like, "What?" She shows it to me, and she goes, "Am I actually related to this woman?" And I'm like, "That's your sister. I don't know. You tell me." So, yeah. Fucking ridiculous, man. It's getting – and it's funny because it's not – you know, I would say before this whole – you know, I can't pinpoint it. I really can't. Maybe back as far as Bush. Maybe farther than that. I don't know. But there wasn't a real huge divide. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you either leaned left or you leaned right. I didn't see a whole lot of extremism, you know, one way or the other. Now that it's just getting so fucking far that you can't be somewhere in the middle. You can't be leaning right or leaning right. You have to be far left. You have to be far right. And that's just, how the hell can anything get done if you're that way?
Well, as you've seen by Congress.
We've lost the intent of the founding fathers. I mean, for the next 4 years, they're going to just wipe their asses with the Constitution like they did during Obama's administration.
I remember a frag out. You said the word
Constitution. Drop it, sister.
Drop it. It's time.
Well, frag out!
So, in the Capitol thing of whatever you want to call that, I don't really see how it was a fucking raid. We actually lost a sister in that. There was a United States veteran that was killed by Capitol Police. Now that's neither here nor there. Don't break the law, asshole. There was an actual fucking thread. Now, when I say a fucking thread, I'm talking like a really, really long one. She was a veteran, which means she is no longer in the service. I don't remember which branch of service. Doesn't matter.
Air Force.
That said that she needed to be dishonorably discharged. I don't know how the fuck you dishonorably discharge somebody who isn't even in. And that she broke her oath. Now, if anybody listening does not know our oath of enlistment, it does not say, "Thou shalt not trespass." It says you will defend the orders of the Constitution. Where in the Constitution does it say you cannot commit a little anarchy on your government? I mean, I'm pretty sure 1776 fucking proves that shit. Just saying, how do you think we became a country people? We overthrew the British government. Now, for all the people that said that she should be dishonorably discharged and that she didn't uphold her oath, you need to fucking learn a little bit of how we work and how we roll. Because I hate to say it, but if shit pops off the way it feels like it's going to pop off, us defending our oath makes us the outlaws. Just like 1776. I guess they thought this country was built magically. Just somebody waved a wand one day and we were a country. That is not how it went. There was a war. There was an overthrow of government. We were the traitors.
Yes, sir. There was a tea party.
Yep. The founding fathers were considered criminals until they ousted the last bit of the British government and secured the country as a freestanding independent nation.
They literally went into the last bit of English-controlled government buildings, whatever they were called back then, and burnt them down. Now, nobody get any ideas. Do not go burn down the Capitol or the White House. Even though the Capitol has been burnt in the past, nobody knows this. Apparently, history, nobody knows history, but you do know that the White House was once upon set upon fire, right?
Yeah, they only missed one. They only missed one building in D.C. during that time.
Yep. The British tried to come back and take America back.
Yeah. The one that they didn't get was the Marine House. Go figure.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at the fact that non-veterans were all commenting about how she should be dishonorably discharged. And that she shouldn't be given any veteran benefits for the burial. And I'm like, you realize that's like $250, right? That don't pay to bury nobody, no damn body, right?
And when did the Democrats start liking cops again and caring about troops sleeping on marble floors? Because that's a thing now too, right? I don't know. Just
man. We would sleep anywhere we could fucking sleep on the ship. You'd find people in overheads, fan rooms. Sleeping on a marble floor, that's comfort.
I'm sure we've all taken a nap or two in fucking pouring rain and mud up to your nose and your helmet propped up on your partner so that your head don't sink in the mud. But, you know, concrete or marble floors are apparently not good enough for our guardsmen. Meal Team 6 has responded. The Capitol is saved, y'all. Not that, you know, that many guardsmen piled in like sheep aren't going to bring back the Rona all across the country or nothing. Just, oh, God. People are so stupid. They forget how America was actually founded. And there's a difference between anarchy against the government and rioting against a business that did nothing to you so you could clean out all the Gucci bags before people say it's the same thing.
Well, part of the problem with that is history classes in school, that whole time frame's reduced to about 3 paragraphs.
Yeah.
And it's like you get like a tweet about each little incident, and that's about the most you're going to get out of your typical history books nowadays.
Freaking U.S. history was an entire year-long class back in the day.
Yeah. Well, it's still that, but like I said, each little incident in history that gets reduced to 2 or 3 paragraphs, so you're doing 30, 40, 50 years in over a month. Or just a couple of weeks.
It cracks me up that they don't realize that our founding fathers were wanted for treason for the rest of their remaining lives. If they had so much as stepped foot over in Britain, they would have been probably hanged right there on the spot. But being let into a Capitol building and posing at Pelosi's desk is treason. They literally called them, said that they all should be hung for treason. I was like, but you didn't let us hang freaking Bergdahl or Manning, so what's the damn difference? Those are real traitors.
The difference is that they actually got to see it up close and personal for a change.
Please. I still say they were let in. Oh, and yeah. I mean, posing for pictures? Really? Posing for pictures. That was the threat. Posing for pictures versus burning down a four blocks of city. You know, every other week. That's cool. I guess we'll be on the wrong side of the law.
All I can say is civil disobedience. It's time to just say no.
We swore an oath to the Constitution.
Yeah, not Constitution, not the fucking Democratic Party.
Yeah. No. So no, in summarizing, she did not break her oath. She did not commit treason. And you can't dishonorably discharge somebody who is no longer in service. So have at it, dumbasses. And this is why we're all going to end up in camps being reprogrammed.
Fuck no. I will go down shooting.
I will literally walk around going, orange me in bed. Ew. That's still a thing, right?
Apparently, DV Radio is now on Pandora. We finally got on Pandora. Woo-hoo. We're fucked. We're fucked. They'll find us now.
I just would like to say the person who pretends to be Nevermore isn't really Nevermore, and she isn't who you think she was. Figure that one out, folks. And Oink and Frosty don't really live in Alaska. They're actually from Hawaii, and they just bitch about the snow that's not even real.
Oh, shut up. It's snowing. Never mind.
It's asshole deep to a snowman.
Exactly. I got sand on my snowballs. What? Hey, Oink, why don't you tell us about your favorite flavor to wash your mouth out with soap with?
That would be whiskey and bad decisions. But wait a minute, that's my favorite flavor.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow. Yeah, we went there. Hey, folks, all kidding aside, we couldn't do this show without the great support that we've been shown over the last year and a half. If not longer, from K-Bar Soap Company. K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care options you'll ever need. Veteran-owned and operated, ditch the bar, grab a grenade, make showering great again. And again, special thanks to Chris over there, because we couldn't do this without you, buddy. Appreciate you.
And we'd all smell nasty.
That too.
I mean, for the ones that actually bathe, I'm pretty sure there's still some people that smell nasty out there.
Sorry.
But if you so choose to ever start bathing again, you filthy hippies, we recommend all natural K-Bar soap. Smell like something other than underarm sweat, marijuana, and patchouli.
San Francisco. I mean, what?
Get rolled. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My tummy does not like me today.
Uh-oh.
Apparently Skeeters is upset too, so
you got some bad sausage.
No, I just
you should feed him some K-Bar soap.
Then you'll have him blowing bubbles.
You know what? He'd do it just to be silly.
And then you'd have the other two barking at the bubbles.
Not wrong.
Chasing the bubbles around the house.
Oh my God. This girl's barking at Skeeter's fart bubbles. Oh, God. Oh.
Just picture God. Freya actually catch one and bite into it and then all of a sudden get a mouthful of that. Oh, makes me cringe.
Now, we do have coming up in a week or two after I make arrangements, because that's all the shit Fester did. So I got to go back to being a people person. We will be having Mac and Clay join us, who now have the, I don't know what you call it, but it was an attempt at some kind of rap about the Marine Corps.
That was Brass So Bright. Yeah. That was an awesome rap.
Says the Marine.
Awesome. Shit, I just stepped in.
Oh, my God.
When they posted it, they said it was hot. And I was like, yeah, like a fresh turd.
No, but Mac and Clay's got some really good skits. You got to go over to
The Enlisted Club.
The Enlisted Club on YouTube if you actually want to see some of them, because people are careful what they post on Facebook. They don't really want to lose their businesses, but yeah.
Oh God, cancel culture is gonna get so brutal.
But we will. I'm trying to save that on a day where I can get Hinkle and Frosty and Mac and Clay. That's four Marines. This show will go to hell in a handbasket if the two Air Force people do not remind them that 1 + 1 = 2.
Do we get to have the Uber driver there too? Can we have the Uber driver?
IQ of the hosts will be like, will drop like 140 points.
Yeah,
and that's just when we hit record.
Your Uber driver.
That's not even counting the credit score. I mean,
or the interest, or the interest rates on the new Chargers.
Woohoo! 34%. Here we go.
Yes. Drag out, drag
I'm
out.
I'm gonna marry me a stripper.
Drag out, drag out has never had four Marines on at one time. I'm not even sure that I'm prepared for such. I may drink during that show. We record at 1 o'clock in the afternoon my time, and by 3 p.m. I will likely be shit-faced due to the amount of banging my head onto the computer and needing to relieve that much pressure in my skull from four Marines talking.
It's okay until they devolve into the grunts and scratches.
Oh my gosh, oink. Oink. We are both Air Force. We don't like we live in, we don't get dirty, and there's going to be four Marines in here.
Four filthy Marines
that have all spent time in the field.
Hey, they were some of Fester's favorites. So if I gotta invite four Marines at once, oh good Lord, but it'll either be a really good time or a really dirty time, or both.
Hey, we might even have a competition to see who's went the longest without a shower while in the field.
Oh, you said in the field. My bad.
Yeah. Well, you could go back in garrison too. So, I mean, well.
Dirty pig. I think he just admitted to y'all that he does not shower on the reg.
Let's see. What was that? That was...
It's Alaska. It's so cold.
15 days? 16 days?
What, in service or out of service?
Well, I was in. When you're in the desert with no shower or anything available.
I mean, does showering out of your helmet count? Because when I was in the field for 14 days, we didn't really get a bath. I smelled myself when we got back. You don't notice it when you're around other smelly people. No. But you notice it when you're the dirty one and they're not. Blech.
Well, once we got our platoon commander got a hold of like the old solar showers and brought them over to us, like four of them. It's like, here, guys, you need to use these.
You're stinky.
We'd put ice cold water in them, and within 15 minutes, they were so hot you almost couldn't use them.
Wow.
Oink and I wouldn't know about that. We had heated showers.
Right. Cadillacs.
Well, it was heated, just a little too hot.
We had water on the ship, so.
You just had the diesel smelling showers. The shower that smells like JP-8.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I've bathed in jet fuel. Mm. Bathed in it, ate it, drank it. Yep. And they had literally, you turn on the faucet and you would smell fuel. And the XO had the gall to come on the 1MC and say, it's safe levels of fuel. It's not in the water tanks. And it was on the John F. Kennedy where they changed it from a nuclear platform to the last conventional ship built. And so at the last minute, like they're getting ready to put engines in it. And they're like, we have to get this ship out of here now. So we're putting boilers in it. So they ran water lines through fuel tanks because they had to throw fuel tanks in there for the boilers. And one of the water lines ruptured and the fuel impregnated the ship's water system. And you can't, there's only one way to clean that out of a water tank in a ship. And that's to bust open the tank and steam blast it out. And there's only one place you can do that. That's in dry dock. So yeah, no, we were drinking jet fuel.
But did you die? Did you die?
I did not die, and I'm immune to the motherfucking Rona.
I think we all are.
Yeah, after all those anthrax shots, yeah, I'm fucking immune. I ain't scared.
That's a show. I won't say what kind of show, but that's a show, folks. Cut us a little slack, because, you know, I'm pretty sure most of us in our heads went, I don't want to do this, but we made a promise, so we wouldn't have ended it. It's just somebody decided to be bossy and said we couldn't take more than 2 or 3 weeks or we wouldn't come back, Frosty.
Hey, somebody had to say it.
You weren't wrong. You weren't wrong.
Once we get this one out of the way, everything should be good.
We ripped the Band-Aid off, so yep.
I woke up and I was like, seen 1 o'clock ticking closer and closer. I was like, man, fuck, I don't want to do this. But there you have it, folks.
Love you.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Love you, brother.
Pour one out for the homie in Valhalla there. To say whatever the kids are saying these days, I pour one out for the homie. I'm like, motherfucker, that's been a tradition for eons. I don't know why y'all think it's some kind of new shit. But anyway, you've been listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DB Radio WDVR. And until next time, motherfuckers,
I love y'all.
United States Marine.
Just got my LES and I'm off to the liquor store.
Check it out.
Watch out. Here come the devil dogs.
Our brass is so bright.
And our hide so tight.
ACOG. Nope. Ironsides. Yep.
Jacksonville. Nope. Driftwood. Yep.
Left over right. Breast so bright. Anchors in board. High and tight.
Left over right. Breast so bright. Anchors in board. High and tight.
Dress right, dress, dress to impress. Keep my hose on my left, salad on my chest. Mama always told me I was the best. Jalapeno cheese, fuck yes.
29% APR. Spent way too much on this motherfucking car. Get into every damn fight at the bar. Motherfuckers say my head looks like a jar.
Left over right. Breast so bright, anchors in board, high and tight. Hat, nope. Cover, yep. Keep my mind on my MCIs and Jody on my shit.
Eyes open, ears click. Everyone in this squad, they done see my dick.
Left over right, breast so bright, anchors in board, high and tight. Say Oscar Mike when it's time to move. Instead of you should, we say boo.
Tap rack bang, lower back pain. Roadside bombs, denied VA claims. Police that mustache and police that brass. Secure that trash,
show Doc that rash.
And don't forget, stay the fuck off my grass.
Radio.